Hey, good evening, and welcome inside the Quicken Loans Studios here in Houston. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, and you know what? We've got another big night of college football and NFL talk on our program over the next 2 hours, and it is time. We're going to roll up our sleeves. We're going to get after it, head out to the SEC, and zero in on the defending national champions. That, of course, is the Alabama Crimson Tide. We're delighted to welcome in on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. That is the voice of the Crimson Tide, Eli Gold, and the author of his new book, Crimson Tide, The Shaping of the South's Most Dominant Football Team. And all I have to say is, Eli, this is such an honor to have you on the program, and I feel like we need to start off this segment with queuing up some song from the 70s, Three Dog Night. Eli yep. is coming.
I got you. Good to be on with you. And by the way, if you have Nick Saban on the show one night, don't ever say that Alabama is the defending national champion, because he'll jump all over you. The University of Alabama is, as an entity, is the reigning national champion.
Okay, I stand corrected.
I don't mean to correct you. It's just an interesting point here.
Yeah.
He will point out that the defending national championship team no longer exists.
Uh-huh.
That team's been busted up. You know, guys are in the NFL, and that's one of his real interesting little foibles. He says, this team is not the defending national title.
Yeah.
The university is the reigning champion, but that team no longer exists. So just a quick note as to what goes through Nick Saban's mind when he sits down and does interviews.
Well, he's got to be feeling good. Four national championships in, the past 7 years. He knows how to get it done, doesn't he?
He does. He is just remarkable. It really, you know, I've been blessed to work with every coach in Alabama since Bill Curry back in 1988. And, you know, everybody does things their own way. You know, Gene Stallings won his national title doing it his way. So everybody's different, and different doesn't make it wrong. Different makes it different. But Nick Saban is the most focused human being, a motivator beyond all motivators. I have never, and you know, the interesting thing is, too, he is not an old man at 64, but he is not 44. You know, he's not 34.
Right.
And he's dealing with these kids who are in high school as, you know, as recruits, and, you know, 17, 18-year-old. It's amazing to watch him deal with the youth of today. It's just remarkable, not to mention his X's and O's and his ability to recruit and his ability to bring in great coaches. He really, certainly in my book and anybody else who looks at the world through crimson-colored glasses, he is certainly the very best coach in college football, and maybe, you know, though you'll get arguments from others, maybe the greatest coach in college football history. He's just unbelievable.
You are listening to the voice of the Alabama Crimson Tide, play-by-play voice. That, of course, is the legendary Eli Gold. He is joining us for the very first time tonight at SB Nation Radio. Go to our website at sbnationradio.com. And so, Alabama, they begin the 2016 season where it left off in January, and that means they are at the top of the college football rankings. It is truly, Eli, it's another big season of expectations, and they are reloaded, ready to go after that national championship. What are some of your early observations? I know they lost a number of key players, but can you give us a sense of what we can expect?
Well, you know, yes, they did lose a lot of key players, and you know, everybody says, oh, Alabama's going to have a first-year quarterback basically again, even if it's Cooper Bateman. You know, he's played on a limited basis over the years. But what Bama really lost was that magnificent starting center, Ryan Kelly, who's now snapping the football to Andrew Luck with the Indianapolis Colts.
You bet.
You know, I don't care who you talk to. You can go all the way back to Bear Bryant and beyond. I don't care who you're speaking with. Coaches will tell you that if you want to be competitive and you want to win regularly, you've got to have an All-American center. And, you know, Ryan Kelly is gone. Alabama now has a young man by the name of Ross Pierce-Baker, who started all of the games last year, but in other spots on the offensive line. Now he is at center. Very talented young man, but, you know, it's a new spot for him, basically. So the offensive line is going to be somewhat of an eye-opener. Cam Robinson is back at left tackle. But, you know, you got a new right tackle as of what we're seeing in practice, a young man named Jonah Williams, who's doing very well. You've got Bradley Bozeman, who has played guard and center on a limited basis in the past. He'll be, you know, right now working at right guard ahead of Alphonse Taylor. You got a new guy at left guard who only played, I believe, in four games last year, Lester Cotton. So that's going to be the big key. Bama's got, I would say, the finest receiving core in America. They've got outstanding tight ends, running backs by the bushel, and a defensive unit that is just spectacular. But it's going to be interesting to see whomever is at quarterback, how that person functions behind a somewhat new and rebuilt offensive line.
The Crimson Tide were picked by the media to win the SEC for the third straight season. So tell me this, Eli, what do you think is going to be the key to avoid a letdown and not being able to meet these national championship expectations?
There's not going to be a letdown because Nick Saban doesn't allow that to happen.
Okay.
Now, does that mean you're going to win the title? No. Mm-hmm. You never know. In 2010, I will submit to you that that was the best team that Alabama has had in the Nick Saban era, bar none. That team lost three ball games because they did not improve from week one to week two to week 12 and so on. So you just never know when you're dealing with young people. But, the team is strong. You know, people forget last year, Calvin Ridley, the great wide receiver last year, caught 89 passes. He began the year as a backup to Robert Foster, who got hurt. And now Foster is back. So, it's a talented team, but nothing automatically translates into championships. And, of course, when you're dealing with the SEC West, you've got, Ole Miss and their great quarterback, Chad Kelly.
Yeah.
And you got to play at Oxford, and you got to play at Arkansas, you got to play at Tennessee, you got to play at LSU, not to mention home games against Auburn and Mississippi State and Texas A&M. And then you throw in the season opener against Southern Cal in Arlington. I mean, this is just a brutal, brutal schedule. If you get through this, you deserve to win the whole thing.
The voice of the Alabama Crimson Tide, Eli Gold, is with us tonight at SB Nation Radio. You're tuning into the Big E Sports Show, and I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. We're going to shift gears and shine the spotlight on Eli's new book, which is titled Crimson Nation, The Shaping of the South's Most Dominant Football Team. Anxious to hear about the book, but before we highlight it, what's your experience been like? You've been the play-by-play voice for the past 30 years. What's it like having the best seat in the house?
It's been unbelievable, obviously. As they will always tell you, particularly when you're working for a particular team or a university, whether it's pro or college, you're always a better broadcaster if you have a good story to tell.
That's right.
If your team wins, you're a better broadcaster. It's just automatic. So I've been very blessed, to be, this is the 29th year now of doing the games, and the team has gone to 22 bowl games in those 29 years. I've been blessed to call five national championship games and be on the winning side for all five of those. So it's really remarkable, it is. And the passion here, and when you've got to explain, because a lot of the folks listening to your show, whether they're right there in Houston or on a national basis, in our state, in the state of Alabama, we don't have the NBA, we don't have the NFL, we don't have the NHL, we don't have Major League Baseball. In our state, yes, you have the Talladega Super Speedway for a couple of NASCAR races a year, but exclusive of that, college football is king mm-hmm. in the state of Alabama. With all due respect to my friends on the basketball side, people talk about college football 365 days a year because the other sports, there are no sports within our boundaries, and so the state is consumed by that. So to have the best seat in the house and be with such a successful proud university has been, it's been a great honor, and it's been wonderful.
The voice of the Crimson Tide, Eli Gold. Go out and get a copy of his new book, Crimson Nation, The Shaping of the South's Most Dominant Football Team. We should have scheduled two segments with you, Eli. I promise. Open invitation. We would love, absolutely love, to have you back right here at SB Nation Radio.
Alyssa, call me anytime. Be glad to join you.
Thank you, sir. Much more coming your way right here in hour number one at SB Nation Radio. You stay close.